Tuesday nights on station number 8, it's Southern Illiterate Arabian Fun when Slappin' Sons take over the National Guard. Look, Father, the sheep are driving the tanks. After Slappin' Sons, it's Hempville. Yes, Hempville, a powerful family that can't get along. Then, at 9 o'clock, a Hollywood stuntman is elected President of the United States, but can he leave his old job behind? Gee, President Hellbent, there was a great entrance, but that chandelier been hanging in the Supreme Court for 100 years. I don't know if you should have done that. Hellbent, he's president. He's a stuntman. He's gonna fake out the world. Only on station number 8.
Okay, here we go.
Leave your children with Aloysius the Alloy on station number 8. This saintly mixture of metals never does anything bad, but only does things that are good. With his friends Donnie Dirtclod and Herbie Hancock, Aloysius pets dogs, feeds birds, and is always picking up after himself. Aloysius the Alloy, 7 o'clock Monday through Friday on station number 8.
And join us for the execution-style slaying of this orchestra Friday at 8, right after Aloysius the Alloy on station number 8. Snow of the North fights for justice!
Let's go into the Yukon and rob the bank.
Okay, boss.
Oh, look, it is snowing. Zoot alors, we cannot go up.
Well, sacred blue, then, forget
it. Let's play hockey instead, okay?
Action! Adventure! Icing! Margaret Trudeau and Mink Mucklucks! It's all on Snow of the North! Weekday mornings on station number 8.
Station number 8 lets you mouth back. Every Sunday morning at 2, Nestor Neat answers your letters.
Mrs. Sherman Potato Head of Bellevue writes, why do you only do TV shows on TV? Why don't you ever have to dust or iron your clothes or take out the garbage? Well, Mrs. Potato Head, that's true. I never thought of it that way before, and I promise to take out the garbage as part of our new spring lineup on station number 8.
You, the show that stars you, only on station number 8.
Saturday afternoons on station number 8 are for the old of every age from 9 to 90. At 3:30 on station number 8, it's Hondo Calcio and his sardine music makers. Hokka Boys,
Let's give him a hot shot of a Pennsylvania polka. A one and a two and... Kendall's boys asleep with all these sardines around the hill. Then, at 4:30 on station number H, the Daffy Garbanzo Weight Clinic cleans you out. One, two, bend and shovel. Keep shoveling, ladies. We have to have this driveway here by nightfall. No water until then. But I will kick you a lot. I told you not to wear those pumps, toys. You know what they do. Then on station number H, see the USA from the unique perspective of Richard Burton on the road.
Shipping containers to many stations. The disclaimer on the kitten in the back mails my filing cat. Don Elizabeth,
only on station number H, the Sardine Music Makers, Slave Labor Weight Loss with Daffy Garbanzo and Richard Burton on the road Saturdays. Station number H.
Yes, fly the insane skies of Transparanoid Airways. Transparanoid, whether you're jetting off to Paris for that French prefrontal lobotomy or planning lunch with baby Doc Duvalier in Port-au-Prince, Transparanoid is the only way to go. Just look for the proud bird covered with doodles and full of our insane smiling staff who think they're stewardesses and... Transparanoid, leaders in the sky. Why is everyone following us?
Stewardess, can I have a... I can't get her attention. Stewardess!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. We're cruising at 30,000 feet. Should arrive in L.A. about 90 minutes or so. It's 70 degrees on the ground there. Weather's clear. Wait, why are these bugs all over me? These bugs! There's big bugs all over me, and they're not supposed to be here! Go away! Go!
Stewardess, I'll have that martini. Stewardess!
Number two.
Stewardess, are you sure this is boiled owl? I mean, this is the worst meal I've ever had.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I want to thank you for flying Transparanoid, flight 995 from Omaha to Atlanta. We're going to sneak up on them in Atlanta. We'll be flying below radar all the way so they don't know we're coming, and then all of a sudden, we'll be there right on top of the airport. Won't that be fun? Because we like to do that on Transparanoid. We're having lots of fun here. So thank you. Relax. Enjoy your flight.
Look at those trees, Stuart. Those are big trees. I mean, can I have some carrot sticks or something?
Number 3.
Stewardess, aren't these usually much smaller than this? I mean, a hefty bag. I mean, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I want to thank you for flying Transparanoid. We're going to be achieving our cruising altitude real soon, and it's going to be real high. We're going way, way up there. Why are you all following me, huh? Why do I have to sit here with my back to the windshield and facing the door so that you people aren't going to sneak in here on me and tickle me like they did last time? We're just going up and up and up, and you're all going to fall down because it's going to be so high you won't be able to breathe or anything. We're way up there, and you're not getting in here. No, you're not coming into the cockpit no matter what you think. No, you can't come in.
Could I have a couple more of these hefty bags? Stewardess, now I like a movie as much as anyone else, but this is, you know, Godzilla versus a smog monster running through backwards is not my idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. This is Transparanoid Flight 222. It's supposed to go to Milwaukee. I know you wanted to go to Milwaukee, but I've been there. I know why you want me to go to Milwaukee. Right. You want me to land there and step off the plane, and I know what's going to happen then, so we're not going to Milwaukee because I know what you're up to. You're not going to put one over on me.
We're not going to Milwaukee, Stuart. We're not going.
Number 5.
I used to be afraid of flying, but I'm not afraid of flying anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We'll be passing over the Mississippi River real soon. If you look out the right-hand part of the plane, you'll notice the co-pilot is bailing out. That's because he was up to no good, and I just had to get rid of him. He was a bad, bad man. Are your seatbelts fastened? We're never going to get there if your seatbelts are... You, there, in the third row.
No.
Fasten your seatbelt. Come on. Same thing could happen to you. You know, that happened to the co-pilot. Look, he's way down. Oh, he just looks like a little ant way down there, doesn't he? I don't want to end up like that. Why is gravity and everything?
Where's my cyanide capsule?
Enjoy your flight.
What you think? I don't know how that blonde got in my suitcase. Man, actor Hamlet, it's that crazy, wacky duo, Flip-Losing Grants and Denny's Golden Stern in The Dukes of Denmark. Situation comedies with my mother, Lady Macbeth.
Out, damn spot. Come on, off the carpet.
Yes, it's all on station number H. Hilarious indecision with Hamlet. Danish hijinks with the Dukes of Denmark and the Jiggles back with my mother, Lady Macbeth, all on station number 8.
Wanna lose weight? Need some exercise? Join Daffy Garbanzo weekdays on station number H and lose.
Stroke 2, 3, 4. Keep rowing, ladies.
Oh, Daffy, you're wonderful.
Ramming speed, shut up. We're almost near the Roman fleet. Ramming speed, yeah.
There's no more effective way to drop those pounds except forced exercise with Daffy Garbanzo. Weekdays on station number
8888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888 and uplifting. At 7:30, it's the documentary series Pornography, How It's Done.
And then all the cameras in there and get a light on Robin. See, then, as Turtles, as you step out of the mountain of ice cream, now the camera, see, pan over to Rob in the bathtub reading Herman Melville, okay? Ready for a take? At 8, it's Cotton Cheese Duck's Hour of Reckoning.
And I'm saying to you, my children, that the angels are laughing at you.
And we have $10.
Yeah, you look funny to them.
What's up, Lord?
Oh, standing around and staring at, looking up in the sky for you. You
After Cotton Cheese Duck, it's Big City Safari Time with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter.
Howdy, hunters. Yeah, this here's Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter, and, I think there's a parakeet nest inside this window. Let's look, shall we?
Eat your cereal, Joey.
Yes, Mom.
Here, here's your coffee, dear.
Thank you, Ethel.
And a breadcrumb for Tweety.
What's this feather doing in my coffee, Ethel? You see there, hunters? It's all in how you stalk these suburbanites. The stalking is the whole thing. Start your week with Station Number 8. Nights on Station Number 8, first after Nestor Meat and the Nestor Meat News, it's America's oldest teeny bopper, Bear Bryant, with a top 10 countdown on Hot Sounds of the USA. Well, good evening, boys and girls. Number 2 this week's Open Arms and Jay. Gals is still up there at number 1, but 15 years ago today, this here Rocky Roller Top 1 was number 6 in Tuscaloosa. Then it's Tonight with Nestor Meat, with Nestor Meat's guest, First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan, have you seen any good television programs lately?
No, I haven't.
No, why? Wait a minute, you're not Nancy Reagan.
No, and this isn't the aerobics class I thought I was getting into.
Well, that's okay. Let me check and see if I have some jazzercise that can clean my face.
Late Night Fun with Bear Bryant and Nestor Meat, only on Station Number 8.
Station Number 8 for the Wide World of Jello. Yes, the Wide World of Jello. This week featuring the ladies' 10,000 meter run through Jello. Runners, to your marks, set. And then the Wide World of Jello crew travels all the way to Des Moines, Iowa for the Tanya Tucker Jello Golf Open. Then it's time for the Sport of Kings. Yes, the $1 million added Jello sweepstakes from Hialeah.
Join the wide world of Jello on station number 8, Saturday mornings at 3 a.m.